What happened to your shoulder?
God need a break, man. God need a break. You know what I'm saying? It's just a simple break. That's it. I just we live. but it's just you know, something I take lightly, a sprained shoulder, but it's okay.
JPP, were you playing well below 100% in week 4 in Tampa, or is that something that happened at the end of the game?
I guess during the game, I guess. You know?
Really?
Yeah. I don't think, me personally, I don't think, you know, I played my best game in Tampa. You know, that what I put on film wasn't me, so. You know, that will never happen again, though.
Did that have a lot to do with it, or you don't think that's an excuse?
Nah, this is something I've been battling a long time ago, for a long time, and that don't have nothing to do with it. But I just know from my play, what I put on film on Tampa wasn't me, so, you know.
What do you have to do better, do you think, from analyzing the film to get back to
you? A whole lot. No, I'm not, to be honest, I'm not playing my best ball. We haven't won a game yet. So I got to step up big time, and I'm pretty sure other guys are going to step up as well, you know, the leaders.
Jason, how do you explain
Hey, Kim.
How do you explain all the missed tackles?
I can't really explain that, man. You got to tackle, you know. we practice it and practice, and, you know, I guess that's something that comes from within, you know. I can't really tell a guy how to tackle. You know, you're in the NFL, so you should be able to know how to tackle.
Do you intend to play Sunday?
Huh? Of course, I'm playing Sunday, man. That's no question.
Spags told us he had a players review session with the films. In your opinion, what good can come out of that?
I think a whole lot of good, man. You know, we came in, we watched the tape. You know, the coaches was in the room. You know, a guy like me, I already know my mistakes. You know, when I come in, I already know what mistakes I did, what needs to be corrected. So, you know, he just let the film run, and, you know, all the guys were just talking, you know, we were just looking at film and basically saying, hey, you know, calling out, hey, I need to stay, I need to set the edge more, I need to make that tackle. You know, that's why I'm back there, you know, they shouldn't go through the second level. You know, and guys know what they did wrong. You know, I think at this point, man, we just need to come out and execute and win the game, you know. Whatever.
You're a veteran, though, and like you said, you pretty much know in the game what went wrong and what didn't. Do you think a lot of guys were disappointed and surprised when they saw the film? Did it open some eyes necessarily?
Me, honestly, that's the game we should have won. You know, there's a lot of close games that we should have won, but, you know, they outplayed us. You know, they outplayed us. They outcoached us. You know, you can say what you want. You know, it's on film. So we got to do a better job, man. And you know, starting with the players, you know, we gotta, you know, come together and be one. You know, we've been preaching that all year. You know, it started through the OTAs and preseason. Somewhere, somehow it got lost. But, you know, we got to gain that confidence back and go out and play. You know, because, you know, we still in this thing. You know, anything can happen, man.
So do you expect to practice Saturday before
the
game play Sunday?
Yeah, I definitely expect to practice Saturday and be playing Sunday. It's not a secret. You know, everybody know me that knows me know I'm going to play. So.
Do you have to wear like a harness or something?
I don't have to wear anything. Nothing. That's what y'all been waiting for? That's all the questions y'all got for me?
To get confidence back on defense, Jason, do you guys have to get a critical fourth quarter stop and lock down the game?
Me personally, I don't think, you know, when other team play the New York Giants, I don't think they don't fear us, you know. Mm-hmm. And, you know, what we put on film is what we put on film. And the only way to change that is going out and winning the game. Now, obviously, you know, we both 0-4, but, you know, it is what it is, you know. We just got to go out and put what we need to put on film and starting this week.
The fact that other teams aren't intimidated by your film, does that anger you?
Not necessarily. You know, like I say, what you put on film. You know, we've been putting bad tackling. We've been putting bad tackling on film. You know, offense and defense and special teams. You know, I think everybody in the right frame of mind that we need to go out there and you know, we're desperate for a win. And I think once we win that game, you know, everything will just start rolling around. Because when you win it, you feel good. You know, you feel good. You know, you look good. You play good. That's just a part of winning, you know. And I just think those wins will come in bunches. You know, they'll come in bunches. But right now, nobody's panicking in this locker room. You know, we're still capable of winning games and going out and playing our best ball. So that's what we're going to do Sunday, and we're going to go out and play our best ball, especially me. You know what I mean? Leave it all on the table, you know. I'll be out there flying around.